shop I want to, on anything I want to, and it's still worth $100. And let me tell you, the magician said to the audience, there's not one single person in this entire hall who isn't worth what they've always been worth, no matter what has happened to them in the past. And every person in this room is worth much more than all of the money in the world. With that, the magician put the $100 note back in his pocket and he walked off the stage. As soon as he was behind the stage curtain, the entire audience stood up and clapped very loudly for ever such a long time, because everybody at that magic show that day had learned something very magical about themselves that was worth much more than any amount of money the magician may have turned that $100 note into, if that's what he had decided he was going to do. That advice and those stories told to the Moore family by the Freedom family really changed the lives of the Moore family in so many helpful ways. And all the noise and yelling that used to come from the house on the left stopped within a week. And the Moore family began to discuss things quietly among themselves. And by doing this, they could think more clearly and have a more peaceful freedom. And from then on, if there was anything that they couldn't work out for themselves, they spoke to someone else about it, which more often than not was the calm, kind and peaceful Mr. Freedom. You know, a whole year after the Freedom family dog Sam had passed away, the youngest sister in the family, whose name was Lucy, was still very sad about it, and some days it seemed like the whole world would blow up. Then, because the two families had become such friends, Albert, the youngest son of the Moore family, had this nagging hunch that something was making Lucy very sad. So he went over to see Lucy one Saturday afternoon. He knocked on the door and the youngest son of the Freedom family answered the door, and his name was Bob. Bob Freedom smiled and invited Albert in. And Albert said to him, I've come to see Lucy because I think she's very sad about something. Bob said, yes, she is, Albert. Lucy is still very sad about Sam passing away. It's funny, said Bob, because although it was very sad for all of us, I know in my heart that Sam is still with me. And I feel a little down about his passing away sometimes, but when I do, I just think about him in my mind. I see him playing and running around, and that quickly makes me happy again and reminds me straight away that he has gone to a peaceful place and is with the angels now. When Lucy came downstairs and talked with Albert for a while, he told her the same thing that Bob had just told him, and perhaps it was coming from someone.